Everybody's nitzovim hayu in Hashem before Shoshana. The Ovruch of the Brit. So, is Midas Hadin. And Shoshana is the Yoyim Hadin. So, Nechoira, when we looked around, we told our Abdulim to tell us that you look around over the years and you see what was the function of Midas Hadin. So is it good for me or is it bad for me? It seems like one could come into Rosh Hashanah with a "this day I would like to skip." So the MS is, it's an interesting, if you look at the setup of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, Elul we know is the beginning of the Yemei HaRotzei. It's a special time, it's the Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, which begins Rosh Chodesh Elul and ends on Yom Kippur. The Arboim Yoim that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim. So it is the man of Rotzei. What's Rosh Hashanah doing in there? Pachad of Rosh Hashanah doing it. But the emes is that it's taka in the Elul, it's a function of the Elul, it's a function of the Rotzein, of the Rachamim. Because Ha'odam Nivro Lisaneg Al Hashem, and this is the Shoyim. And that's the Tanug HaGodol, the Idun, the greatest Idun Sheba Idunim, is Lisaneg Al Hashem. The problem is that we're put here, and as the Shoyim says, the battle is from all sides. So, Rachamim, which puts a person in this world and gives him the opportunity to be able to get to Vizoyche to Lisaneg Al Hashem. But, I mean, there's lots of yetzer hara. There's lots of distractions, and that's the goal, that we'll have those distractions and overcome them, and we'll get to the topic. But what's going to mechayev? So in order that a person should reach that topic, the statement said this week, maybe it's like bringing a menorah into the base matrix, like a light, what should it say? He said, the world, the universe, is evidently for man, for the man, not for the animals, not for the birds. It's all there for us. And he said, the words were, "Adam lo nivra le'chol basar." It wasn't made to eat basar. It was made to Taneg Al Hashem. But the challenge is such that it's a very balanced battle, otherwise you don't zoche to that. For the effort that we made, we need to make effort, so it's got to be a real battle, it's got to be an even battle, so one can lose. So Rav Brochu made the Rosh Hashanah, put the Rosh Hashanah there, made the Midas Hadin. That Midas Hadin is going to make one worthy of the Lisaneg Al Hashem, and it's going to mechayev one. L'maisa l'inyaneinu, the Rosh Hashanah is there for our benefit, because it's there to make sure that we get to that tachlis. Because someone who comes into Rosh Hashanah and says, you know, just don't want to be shepherd, I want to live an easy life, I don't want to be shepherd, I don't want to have to put my mouth and get close to Hashem. That's the Atem Nitzovim Hayom Kulchem, the Avruch of a Brit. That is the parsha of the Lo Yoyve Hashem Shloyachim. That was the parsha that we just had. The Shoyresh Poire Rosh Vala'ana, that festive root, that is something that we've got to make sure that we don't have. As long as we aren't sort of indifferent and kid ourselves that, so then Be'etzim, that's what the Rosh Hashanah is. For us, Rosh Hashanah is a Mechayev. And Baruch Hashem for that Mechayev, because if not for that Rosh Hashanah, where would we be? It's the time of the year that we know that if ever we manage to make that move a little bit forward, it's this time of the year. So although it's a din, but the mice is a function of rachamim. The tachlis is the rachamim. We'll get to the lisanei galashim. So Rosh Hashanah is there for our benefit. We've just now got to tap into it and go into it, knowing that if I move with the Ribbono Shel Olam and I get onto His team, and I tap into all the tefillah that I'm davening, and I subscribe to that, and I realize that's what life is really worth. Just 3 months ago, there was a Shor Hashim around the country. Leiv Lach, and there's something called Shor Hashim. So there were about 90 on Yom HaShoah. It was Yom HaShoah. 90, 100 of these different chilonim that came together to hear a lecture in Shor Hashim in Haifa, I think it was. So someone at the end of the lecture got up there. Man of 85, he gets up, he takes the mic, he says, I'm Mot Kashai. Now Mot Kashai is, he trained Sharon and Rabin. That means he came, and Rabin. After the Holocaust came to Israel, he joined the Palmach, the underground, and then in 48, he was one of the generals in the army. At some stage became a general, then he started the first officer training school. So he came to Eretz Israel right after the Holocaust, a young man, and he decided he's going to do, his mission is enough, in life is to do for Klal Yisrael. So that's what he did. He officer training school, trained Rabin, Sharon. So he said, I thought my mission was that, and that's what he did for. He said, he gets up and he says, I'm 85. So a year ago I realized my mission was to get close to Hashem. And he said to the whole audience, he has a little kippah in the doorway around, what are you waiting for? Told all these chilonim sitting there. So at some stage we're going to realize that's what it's about. Go read Tanakh, read Novi, read Yeshaya, read Tehillim. At some stage a person is going to realize I should have subscribed to the right magazine, the Chumash Weekly. I should have subscribed to what Rabbi Seinu told us, what the Torah has been saying for the Torah. So this is what Rosh Hashanah is there to sit down for 2 days and think and read and see and we ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. So the neshama there automatically taps in. Habole tayer mesayinoy. As long as we come in there, letaher. As long as we come in there, our rotson has to be. We want to get the rotson. And if you don't have the rotson, Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to be able to want. Be a part of your team, to subscribe to the Tanei Galashem, to be shayach to Klal Yisrael, to appreciate what it means. Gilui Koy Shemayim, Elokei Yisrael. It doesn't take much to realize that we're look how this wheel, the wheel of whatever is turning so fast. Turkey and Egypt were our friends. They were our friends. We had enemies and we had friends. Turkey is not our friend anymore. Neither is Egypt, and neither is Jordan. Has also made comments about foolish moves that Israel was in. The Ribbono Shel Olam getting ready for what he's been speaking about. just on this point of the Midas Hadin and the listen to this Maisa. This is written in a book, an Artshua book. I forget who the writer is. It's something like Stories of the Heart and then Stories of the Soul. Anyone familiar with this? Two books. One was the same author. He lives in Lakewood. Some of them apparently. And he heard this Maisa firsthand. So there's someone upstate New York by the name of Harry Jones. Now Harry Jones' name was Harry the Tweed. Most of the Tweeds became Harry. So Harry survived, his whole family was killed in the Holocaust. He came to America. Decided that the best thing to do is don't be a Jew. That's not the thing to do. Not in any. So he became from Harry Miller, from Tzvi Miller, to Harry Jones. And they decided they'll have nothing to do with Yiddish. His wife as well, who he found in America, got married in America. His wife, they had together that was their decision. They're Harry Jones and not Tzvi Miller. So Harry Jones lives upstate New York, in the country area. They have a son, and the son grows and gets to 13. When the son is 13, so Harry decides to tell his son that we're going to a mall, and you can choose any present you want. No price is too big. Any present you want. They walk into the mall. He doesn't tell his son it's your permission, of course. No? They walk into the mall, and they're walking down, go to the bike store, go to the, they walk past the store that's like a second-hand antique. And this little boy, this boy says, he looks in the window and he sees a menorah, a wooden menorah. So he says, Daddy, I want that menorah. Father says, listen, kid, you know, menorahs, well, why would you want the menorah? A candelabra, right? Kid didn't say menorah. So he said, I want that candelabra. So father trying to dissuade him. No. Okay, so go inside. How much is that wooden candelabra? $1,600. $1,600? So this handmade little pieces of wood stuck together. The handmade, if you want that candelabra, it's $1,600. It's quite an old. I don't know when this was. I don't know if it was 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 40 years ago. Anyway, so the kid is insistent. So they buy father goes in, buys this candle. They come home, and kid has his menorah, and he's walking around, lighting his menorah, carrying it around. The kid drops the menorah, and the whole thing breaks. And the father's like, I told you should have gotten a bicycle or this or that, you know. Anyway, so the father bends down to pick up the piece. And he sees a little piece of paper. It's inside the candelabra. So he takes this little piece of paper, rolls it up, and it's Hebrew. And he reads Hebrew because they grew up in Europe. And he opens the paper. And it says there, my name is Yeruchum ben Tzvi Hirsch. I don't know if it's in Yiddish or in Hebrew, but it was Hebrew letters. My name is Yeruchum ben Tzvi Hirsch. We are in the ghetto and the Nazis are cleaning out. Whoever finds this menorah should please learn Mishnayos, the Elul Nishmas. Yeruchum ben Tzvi Hirsch was his father. Upstate New York in a little more. So there that candelabra, $1,600, Midas Hadin. Chaval. And there's his father, his own father. It's quite an amazing mindset. This is what Rosh Hashanah is about. The Ribbono Shel Olam is there. Harry Jones decided to, you know, give up. Ibn Shalom understood that he went through the Holocaust. And it wasn't. Harry Jones said, we've got to learn Mishnah. I'm going back to Harry Miller, to Tzvi Hirsch Miller. Ben Yeruchim. Ben Tzvi Hirsch. Hashkoch is just, someone said, nowadays we need these mice. One of the Gdolim said, we need these, because that Hashkoch is there. And I guarantee you, I have no doubt, every one of us is going to hear and going to see that our own Hashkoch stories, they're not any less than this mice. All the purity of Potim on every Shlav, Sa'ad Rashad. So Rosh Hashanah is the time to tap in. You can see there's one goal, that this Harry Jones will go back to being the Yid that he was, and will learn Mishnah and become, and be Zoichel Tanig al Hashem. So that's what Rosh Hashanah is about. And actually, it's by the Gedolim, this was the day of it was Pashut, a day of Din with Gilu Bir Odo. The simcha of the Rosh Hashanah is tremendous. The simcha with the pachad, but that pachad is not against us. The pachad is for us. The pachad is to make us move so that we won't, so that we'll be zoiche to what Hashem wants to give. And if someone says, the shvirus libi eilech, kosher food, all I need is a bit of kosher food, good kosher food, and I don't want to be left alone. I don't want to have to make mama. That lo yoga Hashem, you've got to be mitkarev Hashem. It's fortunate that we zoiche to be in the door. That's the door acharon. This is the door acharon. So the only way to survive is to mitkarev Hashem, and then we can expect to be zoiche to all the nisim that we read about now in Rosh Hashanah. All of that Gilu Yehudah Yitzvorah, that okay Yisrael, that's going to Mitzgalev. That's why Hashem doesn't want Turkey to be our friends anymore, and Mitzrayim, and Obama. Right? Because He wants us to realize that we only have one. And it could be a Cheshbon here also, you know, that Hashem is going to Poreya from all of those that the Soina Yisrael. So who knows what's up, but maybe someone will get up at some stage and say, you know, the Turks were our friends, how could you do that? Hashem is showing you. I'll show you who the, you know, whatever his name is, Erdogan. You understand why. Okay, now, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tefillah. Yeah? The day of Din, but what do we do all day? We stand there and we Anshe Knesset HaGdolim, the tefillah from the Chazal. What one wants to do is be a part of the, subscribe to the Tochnit of the world. Look in the tefillah, it's all there. So Rav Olber writes in the letter that all you have to do is, if you mechaven in the davening to what's written, and you mechaven, that will bring you to daven for Kvod Shemayim. It will me'orer the automatically. You've got a neshama. Ma'amin b'nei ma'amin. There's not much one has to do. It's not kashe. Korev elecha adov v'moed, but v'yichol b'lvotko. Say the word, think about it, and automatically one will tap in. The koch of tefillah, though, it's chashuv that we realize, the koch of tefillah is awesome. The Chazanish writes that tefillah is a mate oz in the hands of the individual. So it's a powerful mate oz. I want to bring you mention a Chazal for the cloth of the tefillah. This is the cloth we mentioned it yearly, but it needs to be mentioned. Cloth against the Hillim in Kuf Bay. Pasuk Yud Chet and New Test. It says, Pono el Tfilat Ho'arar. Hashem turned Bona Hashem Tio Niro Bichvoid Hashem built Tio Hashem revealed himself Bichvoidoi Pona El Tfilat Ar. He turned to the Tfilah of the Ar. Ar means that there's a flaw. We'll say, you know, the Wild West, those Westerns, you know, where that thing that rolls down the street before the guns and things like that. That's the Ar. Absolutely. What's left there? Well, what is there? It's not a plant even. It's food for fire. There's nothing there other than Pona El Tfilat Ar. Hashem turned to the Tfilah of the Ar. V'loi boza et tfilosam. And Hashem did not despise the Tfilah. In other words, we're talking about someone that be'etem a Tfilah coming from someone, some group that should be boza. That should be'etem, there's no reason to accept that Tfilah. Hashem didn't despise the Tfilah. You're talking about love. And it says, the next pasuk says, write this for the last generation. The Prophet Chaim said that 70 years maximum, and that's already passed. He said, could it be more? You can't imagine that it will be more than 7 years. There will be three wars. First World War I, he said it was the first. There will be another war that after he was Nifta was World War II, and there will be a third war. And he said, Otot. So we're definitely the Dor Acharon. Because it's the Dor Acharon, right? This should be written for the Dor Acharon. Ba'am Nivra Yikat Yehal El Kos. So says the Chazal in the Yalkut Shemoni. Who's this Arar that Be'etem should be, that Hashem was Loibo the Tfilosom? So it's the Doiris where there's no Kohen, there's no Novi, there's no Beit HaMikdash Sheyechaper. What do they have? Ela HaTfilo Nishtay Elohim. They have no Kohen, no Novi, no Beit HaMikdash to be Mechaper. So how are they going to, what's going to save them? Says the Yalkut, the Tfilah Nishtay Elohim. Another the same Yalkut on the next on that pasuk because the Zoyes the Dorach Haroi. Let's finish that. Ela Hatfila Nish the Tfila that was left for them. Which Tfila? Shem Mitzpalalim Oiso Barosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur. Al Tavaze Oiso Mehem. Don't be Mavaze that Tfila. This is the Dorach Haroi that has no Kohen or Novi no Beit HaMikdash. All they have is the Tfila that they daven on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's the pasuk. Tehillim Kufbeis Pasuk Yud Ches Pona El Tfilat Ha'ar Le'boze El Et Tfilot. But look at this, maybe you'd say, okay, no Kohen, no Nomi, no Beit HaMikdash, just Tfilot, the Tfilot of Reb Chaim, but yeah, the Tfilot of Rav Yoshiv, Badai. Says the Tikot, write this for the last generation. Says the Rabbanan Omri, who's this talking about? Who's this generation? Eilu HaDoyres Shehem Kameitim B'Ma'atayim. These are the Doyres that are like meitim, like a meit. In their ma'atim, are like meitim. There's no life in their actions. In their. That's the arar. The arar, the dried out desert plant. Uboim u'mitpalalim lefonecho v'rosh Hashanah v'yom kippur. And this generation that is kameitim b'ma'atim, so let's put it together. Right? They don't have a novi kohen, not a beit hamikdash. They are kameitim b'ma'atim. Mamash. Put on tefillin and wonder, you know, no time, no. Uboim umispalim lefanecha v'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And they come and they daven on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Va'ata boirei oisom bria chadosh, and you create them, and you make them, you create them, boirei them into a bria chadosh. What should they do? Agav, the am nivro yihalal kol. You know what they should do? Says Yalkut, let them take lulav and hadas and esrog and mahalal on Sukkot. So that's Hashem creates us on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Am Nivro, we are the Am Nivro. Which Am is Nivro? Which Am? A different Am is going to be Nivro. No, this Am Yisrael is going to be Nivro on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We come in there, Meisim B'Maaseinu, we're the Dor Acharon, and Lebod HaTfilas HaAr. What do we have left? The Tfilah, that's what we have left. So all you need to come, you come in on Rosh Hashanah, and you need to stand there and say, Ribbono Shel'Olam, what have I got? What have I got? What have I got? Tfilah. Now, for this to be, for it to be successful, in other words, for us to be able to, we have to let the emunah that we have in us be the koach that enables us to daven and realize that when I stand and daven before the Ribbono Shel Olam, He's listening to, like Mesilas Yesharim says, in a, have a look in the Chelek on Chassidus about davening on the Yiras Hashem. Talks about davening, and a person should just think and realize what's happening. But it's important to have that emuna. I want to just bring the pasuk very nogeh for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So all the Omein that we say, all the Yehesh Meirah, Lamed Aleph, Chof Aleph. Perek Lamed Aleph. This is that pasuk, which is certainly all heard. Lamed Aleph, pasuk Chof Aleph. It says, Ehu et Hashem kol chassidim. All his chassidim, Hashem, chassidim should ehu et Hashem, love at Hashem. Emunim noiter Hashem. So the pasuk says emunim noiter Hashem. You've heard the noiter emunim. Emunim noiter Hashem. So the medrash says, is Rashi there? And there's the medrash. Medrash says, Yalkut Shimon. Emunim noiter Hashem. Listen to this. And listen to how the Ribbono Shel Olam appreciates the emuna that we ma'amin. Eilu shehem oimrim omein be'emuna. This is the yidden that say omein with emuna. That emunim, ameinim. Those that say omein with emuna, emunim. Noiter Hashem, Hashem's not there then. And the Medrash explains. The Medrash says, oimrim chayim eitim. We get up there, we daven. And look what the Medrash says. Badain lo yiro. Any of you seen Tehillat HaMeisim? I haven't. We went around when Yirmiyahu HaNavi was Mechayah the dry bones. Mechayah HaMeisim badain lo yiro. Ele lefi shoh. Umaaminim shani Mechayah HaMeisim. All we see, and actually it says, all we saw was back then. You remember or not? And still, we ma'aminim she'ani m'chayim meit. Hashem says, and they ma'aminim that we m'chayim meit. It says, oy me go'al Yisrael. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, go'al Yisrael. Ve'ad akshav lo nigalu ele l'fi shor. Until now, when will we last nigal? Mordechai Nester. Chanukah. That was the last one. Because we've been in Golus now since then, going through everything that Am Yisrael has gone through. V'hei ma'aminim shani osid ligol oitzon. And they ma'amin that Hashem says, and they ma'amin that I'm osid ligol. Hevi emunim noiter Hashem. Hashem says, now you understand. I'm noiter. Who ma noiter? Who's Hashem noiter? I'm noiter emunim. Those that say omein ve'emunah. You come to Rosh Hashanah with a lot of omein. Omein ve'emunah. The tefillah be'emunah, that is so yachad to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he understands, you know, it's not poshut, right? To have that emunah, it's not something that, unless you got the neshama, the emunah, the ma'aminim b'nai ma'aminim, it's not poshut. And Hashem miyakeres it. When was the last chiyas ha'meitim? And we say mechayim meitim. Wow, Ribbono Shel Olam says, ani noit. Rashi says noit to Hashem, shoimer Hashem et ha'ma'aminim b'yushuosui. Hashem shomer the ma'aminim v'yeshuasui v'soim kim olam. Those who somech on Hashem and ma'amin v'yeshuasui, Hashem is not there then. So we're looking to, we've got to protect ourselves. Coming, who knows what's going to be in the coming year? Who knows what's going to be? If Turkey's saying we're sending fleet to accompany the boats that come into Gaza, Rav Oysa, how far from here is the milchoma? How far from here is the milchoma? And the Arabs have been waiting to do this since the last, right? The Hezbollah and you might say, well, the Egyptians are on us, but not anymore. It's a new Egypt, right? See, the young guys that wanted to lynch the Israelis in the embassy. Has anyone cut that, like, the time bomb? I mean, they didn't develop themselves so that they could protect themselves from the Israelis. The Hezbollah and the Hamas have booked arms because they're waiting for the opportunity. And now Turkey's not going to help us, and Egypt's not going to help us, and who says Obama's going to help us? Right? So Ribbono Shel Olam makes it that until now Obama said a word about the lynch. You know, he got involved in it. Oh, it's a bit of convincing, you know. Well, who's there to be sent upon? Hashem wants a matav where we will have nobody to rely on. There may be a matav where there will be no army, where there will be a bomb that will destroy the planes that we have. Right? What's going to be then? Right. Jacob's, boy, how could you say it? Right? There's a on B'nai Koirach in Tehillim Mem Vav, Pasuk Bey. We're coming into Rosh Hashanah now, and it's got to be that this may be the Rosh Hashanah. Right? And anyway, it's going to be an upcoming. If it's not, if it will be the next Rosh Hashanah, but this year is going to be affected by our tefillin. So anything, everything that happens, all the things, the tragedies that go on, there's an afkamina. So much more would have happened without the tefillin, and so much more could be prevented with the tefillin. It says there in Mem Vav, what's the place to finish with this? The second pasuk, Lamanaseach Libnei Korach. Listen to this. Elokim lo machzeh v'oiz, Ezra v'toret nimtom oiz. Hashem is our machzeh and our oiz. He is our protection, our cover and our strength. Ezra v'toret, our Ezra in Sarot, and his nimtom oiz, tremendously nimtam, he's there. There's the pasuk, Pasuk Gimel actually. Alkein lo niru v'homir oiz. So that's why we're not going to be afraid v'homir oiz. This is B'nai Korach speaking. This is what Rashi says. V'homir oiz, when's that going to be? Le'osid lovoy. On the day that says in Novi and Yeshiva, Ha'oret kebeget tivle, that the land is going to be like a cloth that just gets valui, completely worn out. Ro b'nei Korach said this Perek Membo. They saw the nais that was done to them. What was the nais that was done to them? They were nivlu, called the whole the ground when everything was swallowed up. And what happened to them? V'heim omdu ba'avir. They stood, they did tshuva b'libo, and they were standing in the air. They were left standing in the air. They didn't go down into Gehenna. They said this mizmor. Listen to what Rashi says. For omru li'Yisrael b'ruach ha'kodesh. So right there they said, in ruach ha'kodesh, the spirit. They said to Yisrael, shedugma saneis hazeh yiyeh otu lahem le'ofti. Dugma this snake is what's going to happen to you le'ofti. So if the whole Air Force is taken out by surprise by America or right? What does that mean? So then it's all over. This is what Korach is saying. Look what happened to us. We were going down. There was no hope. There was nowhere. And they left standing in our view. Lo yikoser yad Hashem lahatzila v'lo hoshiya. So this is how we've got to come into Rosh Hashanah. This is the time when we're set. And the tefillah, what do we have? The Dor Acharon. That we have nothing else but tefillah. Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting for us to do. And we don't have to be Reb Chaim. We only have to be Kameisim B'Maaseinu, and we qualify. Lo Yibozo Tefillah Tahara. And Adarav, because we're Meisim B'Maaseinu, that's why our tefillah is that much more. That's why the tefillah is that much more. When you have nothing, you don't have shas and poitim to say Ribbono Shel Olam, Tavia Ta Geula. Tirei Ta Shas Shelo. Look at the shas. Look at my shas. You don't got that, right? You David named Goliath. What have I got? Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Abba Sheli Vashamayim. That's why we can come with that much more. I don't know if Moshe Rabbeinu could do that. Right? When Moshe Rabbeinu got up there to Ribbono Shel Olam, was, Ribbono Shel Olam, let's see who's got more schuyas, me or you. You know, it was what was to be done. Olam Harishon, they say the Malachim wanted to say hello. We're coming there with something that. We don't have anything. We've got. It's not kasher. It's otyoter kal. Because there's no problem of gaiva. I don't stand there and have a problem of gaiva. Right? I'm not saying about Moshe Rabbeinu. It's only Mikol Odom, Baruch. But. Right? So in Rosh Hashanah, it's not kasher kvar. I mean, who's got a problem of standing there and saying, Moshe Rabbeinu? Okay.